Here in the U.S., we're starting to get a handle on the Ukraine controversy and how the primary American actors are wrapped up in it. It helps that they were already household names, Rudy Giuliani, Joe Biden, and of course, President Trump. But figuring out the Ukrainian central to the story, learning new names and understanding a different system, that's trickier. There are a few key Ukrainian names we're hearing a lot, former prosecutors Viktor Shokin and Yuri Lutsenko. They both have checkered pasts, and they both offered up some dirt on Joe Biden and his son, even though there is no evidence of wrongdoing by the Bidens. Olena Sotnik was a member of Ukraine's parliament until July. She's now a fellow at Yale. She knew Shokin and Lutsenko and voted against their confirmation.
First one, about Shokin, I believed that he couldn't be the guy who is going to fight with corruption. He just will continue with the same schemes.
Right, and what about Yuri Lutsenko?
And Yuri Lutsenko, also we've been very critical about his appointment because, first of all, he is not a lawyer. He used to be a close friend and partner of Poroshenko. He used to be the head of political fraction of Poroshenko, former Ukrainian president. And his appointment, it was a huge political mistake because when you want to appoint your close friend and political actor as a general prosecutor, it means you want to have influence on this office.
So in your opinion, are these men credible or do we need to take their accounts with a grain of salt?
I think it is still doubtful.
How do you see this whole story with Ukraine now unfolding and what's turned into an impeachment inquiry on President Trump?
I have, I would say, different feelings because from one point of view, of course, it's a huge domestic issue, but still it is a huge geopolitical issue.
And when you say huge domestic issue, you're talking about domestically in Ukraine or here?
I would say more here because in Ukraine, the main worry is about what is going to happen next. Do we still have support of United States on geopolitical arena? Or we are now alone with Putin and his aggression? For United States, I think, is the rule of law still a main pillar for the justice in the country?
Well, let me ask you about that, because Exhibit A on where the rule of law stands right now is President Trump withholding hundreds of millions of dollars in military aid for Ukraine, unless Ukraine investigates Joe and Hunter Biden, and then Trump calls Ukraine corrupt. How do Ukrainians see all this?
What is happening now, everybody focused in United States and Ukraine, and Ukrainian reputation, I would say, a bit undermined. That's why if you are going to lose a friendship and support of United States, of course, for Putin, it would be the main victory. He's gaining a lot from this situation. I think, like, he's sitting now in Kremlin and drinking champagne when you have the scandal in United States. And we don't know what will happen in the next days.
Well, Olena, you became involved with politics after Euromaidan, the big wave of demonstrations by Ukrainians against government corruption in their country. Where do you see Ukraine today in its fight for democracy?
It's still a tough issue. This is a country with very talented people who really wants to build a democratic society and who really suffers from the Russian aggression and Russian influence, which is everywhere. And of course, compared to Russia, we don't have this, oil and gas money, you know, to fight with this. And that's why we really need support of our big friend of United States. And I believe that Ukrainians can be some kind of new wave of European values because we are the only one who really died for European values. I want to remind that during the Maidan, more than 100 people died, and they died with European Union flags and Ukrainian flags because they still believe that we want to be the part of democratic world and we want to be a part of this civilized politics.
Olena Sotnik, a former member of Ukraine's parliament, thanks very much for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you.